speak.
What you doing at the courthouse?
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
It's where you and I head downtown and ask random people that are here at the courthouse one question. What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, taking care of business.
Taking care of good business or scary business?
Family business.
Oh.
That's why we're here.
Any kind of fighting going on? Any kind of...
No, it's just me and my wife, so I can't fight with her.
Well, she's running away right now, so you...
She's the boss of the house.
Right.
She's the boss of the house, man.
You better go back to the courthouse after this.
Hey, listen, I'm going to run from the courthouse as long as she's here. Hey, cheaper to keep her, man.
Yesterday, I had a little bit of a tooth emergency. Mm-hmm. That landed me in my dentist's office in the middle of the COVID-19. And you know I was freaking out.
Oh, I'm sure you were panicked beyond panic.
But I put my mask on. They were really good. There was no one else in there. You walk in, everybody has masks on. They check your temperature. I felt very comfortable. But they set me in the chair and they gave me gas. Now, I've got to tell you, they have to give me the gas for anything. They have to give me a gas for the cleaning. Not because I'm nervous, but because I talk too much and I'm fidgety and I won't relax in the chair. So they
now
have
that
to,
I believe.
They have to give me the
I've seen firsthand. It never stops.
You know how I am. So they
oh, I do.
So they had to, you know, gas me. Well, they did. Girl, they gassed me. And I got to tell you, I don't remember ever being this relaxed. And I remember thinking, the world is so far. But I got so relaxed and they were working and it was silent and they were just, they were, you know, doing their work.
Oh no. Oh no. What did you do?
Leanne.
Don't even, you, no. You gave them gas back?
I let out the loudest toot I think you've ever heard.
No. Oh my God.
Wednesday morning when we came in here, right before we go on, Leanne and I have meetings and we talk about things. And I looked over at Facebook and I found some news. And the only way I could handle that news Wednesday morning was to blog about it. That's how I got my feelings out. And so, to be able to get through what I wanted to tell you about, I figured it's probably best that I just read my blog that you can find on our website, star1021online.com. I posted a picture of a sweet woman called Mary Evelyn. And then I wrote, I got the news early this morning, right as we hit the airwaves, that she passed away. If you or someone you know has a loved one living with Alzheimer's, you know how cruel of a disease it is. It robs the family of peace and keeps the person locked up in themselves. A lot of you know my granddaddy, who I call Gaga. We talk about him a lot here on Star Mornings with Leanne and Jeremy. This is his sister. She was sweet. She was selfless. She was funny. She was smart. And most of all, she was strong. It sure does hurt losing all of these special people in my life, but it also is a reminder about how blessed I am to have so much time with them. Please pray for my family, especially my Uncle Donald, her husband. His world has just been turned upside down, and this is going to be a very difficult time for him. Thank you for allowing me to share my family with you and for taking the time to care. Much love, Jeremy. Several years ago, I was asked by Tuff Hedeman to do the Tuff Hedeman Bull Riding Championship Challenge. And we got on those calves.
Yeah.
So I get in there and they say, we're going to strap you onto this thing. And I you know, get up into the stall and I'm going to get down on the thing. The cow thing looked up at me and I promise you, he shook his head and sat down in that bull chute. And Tuff said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Get down. So he put me down on there, tied me to that thing. And he says, now, are you ready? And I said, oh, I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
He said, on the count of three, I'm going to pull this thing and you're going to ride it as long as you can. One, two, three, boom, chute opens. That cow is still sitting there in that chute.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. And you know what it did? It started swimming in the stand with me on the back of it. But I remember looking up at the clock and I'm thinking, oh my word, look, it's 5 seconds. I'm still on this thing.
Oh my.
And somebody yells from the side, get off, it's inhumane.
Oh no. Jeremy.
Wow. I need to see a video. Please.
Yeah, is there a video?
I was on that sucker 10 seconds.